We started Siman Kuftes, and we're up to Siv Beis. We will be completing the Siman. Siv Beis, Imaschil Lispalol Imshatz. We learned the halacha of somebody that comes late to shul. They're already davening Shmoneh Esrei, and just what he does. So Imaschil Lispalol Imshatz. What happens if you start davening together with the Shliach Tzibur? Shiagia Imshatz Lenagdishach, when the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha, Yomer imo mila b'mila kol ha-kedusha kamo shehu omer. He says with the shliach tzibur, not with the tzibur, with the shliach tzibur, whatever the shliach tzibur is saying. V'chein yomer imo mila b'mila birkas hakel ha-kadosh. He should say the entire bracha of hakel ha-kadosh together with the shliach tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah says that includes l'dor v'dor. So in a place where in Nusach Ashkenaz, where after kedusha one says l'dor v'dor, one who is saying Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur says the whole of Kedusha exactly like the Shatz and at the time the Shatz says it and continues with L'dor V'dor. Ubirka Shomea Tfila. Now since the halach is that you're supposed to make sure you answer Amen to Shomea Tfila, if you're not answering Amen, at least end your Shomea Tfila, say your bracha of Shema Koleinu together with the Shliach Tzibur. V'gam yechaven k'shiyagia shatz l'modin, you should also arrange it so that when the Shliach Tzibur gets to modin, yagia gam hu, he too should get to modin, ol atov shimcha l'chon alahodos, or to the Baruch Atah Hashem of atov shimcha, the chesim of modin, this way you will bow together with the Tzibur, k'dei sheyishchem ha-shatz b'modin, because the whole idea was that it shouldn't be near a kekofer. Now, the Ramah says, Hagah, avalachatchila lo yasfal adachar shomer kedusha v'akel ha-kadosh. Really, the right thing to do is not start your Shmona Esrei until after you hear kedusha and akel ha-kadosh. Elashim hutzruch lahaschil, whereas, if you had to start davening immediately, mikoach shashol veres, because it's almost the sovzman tefillah, or kedei lisma gula letefillah, or because you accidentally said gal yisrael, so you couldn't wait there for kedusha, din halachi, so there the halachi is that you say along with the shliach tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah brings the El Yoraba, who says that you are allowed to do this lichatchila, even though the Ramah says not to, no, you're allowed to do it lichatchila. Whereas the Chayyadam says, certainly in Shacharis that's true, because waiting at Shira Chadasha for the Shliach Tzibur and to answer Kedusha there, all of that is not ideal. You're better off davening together with the Shliach Tzibur than answering after Shira Chadasha. That's in Shacharis. How about in Mincha? So there the Mishnah Berurah is Meiko B'Mokum Tzorach Tzas, if there's a real need for it, like say you're in a rush or something. Now there's a Bir Halacha here who discusses the case where someone is not davening with the Shliach Tzibur. Say someone started Shmoneh Esrei on his own, and then he hears the Shliach Tzibur saying Kedusha. Can he answer at that point or not? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out saying that you should answer, but that's a b'di'evit. In other words, even though the El Yoraba says that there's nothing wrong with Lechatchila saying Kedusha with the Shatz, that's only if you start together with the Shatz. If you started at a different point, you're just going to be up to Kedusha when the Shatz will be up to Kedusha. It is ideal that you not say it at that you not put yourself in that matzav and say it along with him. But b'di'evit, if you did, then you could. Siv Gimel. Yochid Homid B'tfilis. A Yochid is holding in his own Shmoneh Esrei. Ukshiyagia lamakim kedusha, when he gets up to Mechaya Mason, the place for kedusha, hayuat tzibur omrim kedusha de sidra. The tzibur was saying the kadosh kadosh of uvol tzion. Eino omer kadosh, eino omer kadosh iman. He does not say kadosh with them. Shein hakadosh shavus, because the kadosh kadosh of kedusha and that of uvol tzion are not the same thing. V'nira, says the Mechaber, my understanding of this halacha is duhu adin, that the halacha will be identical imayu at tzibur omen keser, if he's in shachris and the tzibur is saying the kedusha of musaf she'eno omri imam kodesh ala yishtok v'yecham lamash omrim d'shamea ka'ona. The Mechaber understood this halacha to mean that unless it is the same kedusha, meaning you're in Shachris and you're hearing the Kedusha of Shachris, unless it's the same Kedusha, you should not be saying it together with the Tzibur in the middle of your Shemon Esrei. Whereas the Ramah disagrees, Hagavi Yeshomim Kedushas Keser, Taina Kedushas Musif, Vayochid Mispal Shachos Yuchalom Rimahim. Says the Ramah, there's a day that they are the same. Tishneim Kedushas Yudches, Kedushos Mishava, Vachay Nirali Iker. It is only Kedusha the Sidra that is problematic, because that is a Sipur Dvorim. We're not saying that we're saying Kedusha, we're saying that the Malachim say Kedusha. Therefore, that you don't say in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. But otherwise, we don't differentiate between Shachris and Musif. So halacha l'maisa, if we follow the Ramah, what we do is, if someone is in Shachris and he hears the Kedusha of Musif, he should answer to that if he is holding it Mechaye HaMeisim. What does he answer? So the Mishnah Berurah says that he says the Nusach of what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. So that if he is in Shachris and the Shatz is saying the Kedusha of Musif, he answers with the Nusach of the Kedusha of Musif and not of Shachris.